started the recording. And Jonathan, I'm not present today, except by video.
Okay.
Live next time. I had to attend a University of North Florida board meeting this morning to get a contract ratified with the United Faculty of Florida. So I'm doing that work. Welcome everybody to this round of negotiations. We reopen our negotiations for the second year of the collective bargaining agreement. We are subject to the duration clause. We have to meet our obligation to have a collective bargaining session prior to March 1st. And by this meeting today, we're satisfying that obligation. As we're all aware, the duration clause of the collective bargaining agreement, as I understand it, automatically opens Article 10, which is assignment responsibilities, Article 20, which is inventions and works, Article 25, which is salaries, and Article 26, which is benefits. Beyond those four, if any party is desirous of opening other articles, they have the opportunity to open those other articles up to two additional articles each. So I don't know, Jonathan, if you're prepared and you want to proceed with that today, or if you want to put that off for another day.
Hi, Mike. It's good to hear from you. Can you all hear me okay? I'm the only person sitting in the room in Building 11. If it's easier for me to log into the Google Meet, I'm happy to do so. Or if you can hear me okay, I can proceed this way as well.
I can't speak for anyone else on the call, but I can hear you fine.
Okay. And I can hear you guys fine too. So I'll just proceed this way. We're prepared, whenever you all are ready to identify your additional articles, we're prepared to identify additional articles as well. But previously, we both just submitted those and identified those simultaneously. It may be hard to do that electronically in this setting, but whenever you're prepared to do so, we'll be prepared. You know, as early as today, or if you want to wait until the next time we meet.
Well, if you're ready to identify the articles that you would like to have opened, we're able to do that today also. So usually we do this envelope exchange.
Yeah.
Kind of paper exchange, and that was good. That's going to be really difficult electronically, unless we get creative. I'm sure there's some way we can get creative. Maybe Jonathan, maybe you and Daniel simultaneously send each other an email.
Yeah, I was going to suggest something like that. I can send it. I can even send ours to Gabby. We can send them both to Gabby, and she can read it if you want to do that, or whatever you want.
Yeah,
I have another option that might work if it's okay with everyone, because it might be a little bit more efficient. We usually write the articles on a piece of paper and then hand them across the desk. What if we folded a piece of paper and say Ramey, being he's on video, he knows what those are. He wrote them down. And Mike knows what ours are, and open them in front of the camera simultaneously. And I think everybody will see them at the same time. And then we can speak to what that says for the record.
Yeah, that sounds good. And well, what I would recommend, and I'm happy just, if you write yours down and do it like Karnak from Johnny Carson and just hold it up, I'll just tell you what we're opening. And because I'm not on the video, but that way there's because yours is written down and held there, there won't be an opportunity to change it. Would that work?
Yeah, that worked. So Daniel, I sent you an email to confirm if we were opening. Can you confirm that?
Give me a second. Sorry. That's correct.
What's that, Daniel?
Your email is correct.
Okay. All right. So I will. Here I am.
Okay. And Rainey said he just texted me. He's going to hold it up for us. He says he's on the video. Okay, are you guys ready?
Oh, look at that.
Mike, are you guys ready?
So Ramey's notes reflect none.
Yes.
And the university's notes reflect 14 and 21.
14 and 21. Okay, that sounds good. So we're not opening any additional articles since we already have one to open. And you said 14 and 21?
Yes.
Okay. And I'll also the next time we meet, I'm happy to memorialize that in writing as well. If that's helpful. If you need that in written as well, although it's on the tape, so.
And I'll send
okay. Well, good. That was creative. Good work. Okay, so 14 and 21, and then the other two. Mike, we have a little bit of additional stuff we brought in today. We're happy to go through that if you would like for us, or if you have other things that you wanted to do as well. We're happy to defer to you, whatever you prefer.
No, that's what we have today. So whatever you want to relate to us, John, please go ahead.
Okay. I just sent Gabby. So what we have today is an updated MOU for COVID-19. Based on kind of where we are now in our previous MOU that addresses, I think, some of the concerns. I just sent that to Gabby. Is Gabby on the line?
Gabby. Can you forward that document to people who are on the
she's gonna upload it into the Google Meets meeting, and then if you want copies she can email it to you, but she's gonna upload it for all to see on the screen.
Okay, good.
I just logged in here. I thought that might be a little bit better. Hang on one second. I logged in here. I thought that would be a little bit easier because I was getting some echo and some other things. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes, that's better.
Okay, good. Whenever you guys have that document, I'll walk you guys through it.
Gabby, how do we utilize Google to see the document? I did see it come through. It popped up for a second, and then I can't see it.
Gabby, can you please display it? I can't see it either.
Look in the top right. You should have people and then a chat. It's in the chat.
It's on the screen now too.
And that's a second document that we've. I'll talk about that in a second. That's just a. No. That's. There's two documents. Yeah, that's the MOU, and then the second thing is just some context that we'll talk about. Okay, are you guys ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
Okay. So this is just an update on the COVID-19 MOU that we submitted last year. A lot of the elements of that MOU were specific to last academic year. As COVID-19 has gone on into this academic year, I think there's some elements that we as a team think there's some elements that could continue to be addressed via MOU. And there's also some elements from the previous MOU that are still current, right? That they're attached to that declaration of a state of emergency from last year. And that state of emergency is still current as well. So I'll just walk through this. The current proposal, a lot of this is material that was utilized previously on our last MOU. So when you look at, so the bullet points, the numbers one and two are the same as the previous document. Number three, it says faculty shall be provided the option of excluding the fall 2020 semester course evaluations form use in preparing these annual evaluations. The context of that is that last year, faculty were allowed to voluntarily withhold the spring course evaluations because of that transition to online mid-semester. In the fall, this year, there was a change at the end of the semester that we extended the withdrawal deadline for the semester. And it's come to our attention that that may have had some unintended effects on the fall course evaluations. I'm not sure if you pulled this up or Gabby, but that second document that we attached, it shows that by extending that withdrawal deadline, it had some strange effects on when students were allowed to complete their annual evaluations. So we've redacted the instructor in the course here, but so this was sent to us as an example that someone had like a course evaluation that said 27 of 24 students responded for a 112.5% response rate, right? So in extending that deadline and kind of opening and reopening that course evaluations, we may have some course evaluations and effects that were unintended where you had people who were had already withdrawn from the class or didn't complete the class, but they were coming back in and evaluating it after the fact. So the combination of that effect, as well as the continued challenges of COVID-19, we're proposing in this MOU that faculty would have the option for fall 2020 not to include that semester's evaluations. Although we're not proposing that they would have that option in the spring, there would still certainly be evaluations that would be included in the course evaluation, and we would have time to address these elements if that withdrawal deadline is extended before it happens in the spring. So I think that's something we could catch potentially on the front end. So that's the context surrounding the rationale with number three.
And you're speaking about the spring of 2021, right?
Yes, yeah, spring 2021. Yeah, so the semester we're currently in, those would be included. The faculty would not have the option to exclude those under this current MOU, but they would have the option to exclude the fall 2020 based on the potential unintended effects of expanding that withdrawal deadline, as well as the continued effects of COVID-19. Please stop me at any time if there's questions you guys want to ask or things to kind of clarify. Number four is the same language as last time. It's just simply updating it for the 2020-2021 annual evaluation year. It's, you know, we're still experiencing the same effects of COVID-19, specifically in things like conferences and publications and those things. So it's just to make sure that those continued effects that are the impacts of COVID-19 don't continue to affect the course evaluation. So it's the same language, just updating the year on that. Number five is the same language as before. I don't think that this would have much impact, if any at all, because just financially, I don't think that there were any actual travel as per conferences or funds allotted for travel this year, both with the financial state of the university and with the nature of travel for conferences. But that's, it's just memorializing the same language from last time. Number six is the same language as last time, and it is just updating it for 2020-2021. That's about if there's a mandatory closure of university research facilities, these sort of things. And number seven and eight, those are actually still active from the previous COVID-19 MOU. Mike, I'm sure you're probably very aware of how that initial declaration of a state of emergency has continued consistently to be extended, right? So we're still technically under that, the March 9th, 2020 declaration. And I know there's some discussion in Tallahassee about that extension. This kind of been ongoing. But so these seven and eight are ones that we've just memorialized in the contract. They're still active as per the previous MOU because it's tied to that the expiration of the March 9th, 2020 declaration. So those are still active, but we've memorialized them there. We've included this on 9, 10, and 11, or especially on 9 and 11, we've continued, we're proposing an additional extension of tenure clock and SPE, just as we did last year. We're very much aware that these extensions of tenure clock and SPE cannot continue indefinitely. That we're very much aware that at some point, you know, that these are obligations that we need to return to. Simultaneously, we're also aware that the effects of COVID-19 have really expanded into this year, much longer than we anticipated when we were negotiating the previous MOU. I remember last year at this time we're discussing what if the pandemic is over by last summer, right? You know, I think it's clearly those effects are still going on. We're hearing from faculty, you know, that, you know, there those challenges that we were discussing last year about anticipating for tenure and SV are still going on. If it's something that the university would want assurance that this would be the last of, if granting this tenure, additional year of tenure or SV extension would be our last year of extending that within the context of COVID-19, we would certainly be receptive to some sort of understanding that this is not going on indefinitely. But we think it's important for this specific year. At least faculty have certainly expressed that to us. So that's it. These are, you know, issues that are still affecting the university and faculty, and we want, thought it'd be good to go ahead and present that here during this first event.
Thank you, Jonathan. Does anyone on the bargaining team for the university have any questions of Jonathan about the proposed MOU?
Hey, this is Jamie. I do not.
I don't either.
Neither do I.
Okay, well, it looks like we understand the MOU, and we do not have any questions about it, Jonathan. We just have to take it back and have a discussion about it internally, and then we'll get back to you as quickly as we possibly can.
Okay, that sounds great. That's all we have for today, unless you guys had anything else.
No, that's all we have for today. I think these are both the fact that we got our reopeners out and we can start working on those, and the fact that we're bringing up this MOU on the COVID impacts in this timely manner is a good thing too. So we'll start working on all this. But okay. We do not have anything else. I do not have anything else. Does anybody on the team have anything that they would like to say or any of the business?
I would, yes. Hi, this is Pam Langham. I just want to just briefly state that, just to remind everyone that this is a Sunshine Law meeting and all bargaining needs to take place in the sunshine. If any time during the reopener that either party needs to exchange documents, then we have no problem. My office has no problem scheduling, you know, just a 10 or 15 minute meeting just to exchange documents if you need to. And UFF, if you find that you need to do that, if you don't mind, please emailing Gabby. Gabby is not on the team. And just let her know that you'd like to schedule, you know, a short meeting just to briefly exchange documents. I would appreciate that very much. That's all.
Yeah, that sounds great, Pam. Yeah, we're 100% supportive of that process. And we appreciate that. We appreciate the opportunity for a document exchange to do something as you've outlined there. That sounds great. So did you guys have dates? Did you want to look at dates? Or actually, Rami, was there anything else that you wanted to mention or address? Okay.
I think it may be better for our team if we get back to you on the dates. At this point, I don't think we discussed anything amongst ourselves yet as far as what's open. And I know that we probably want to have a meeting internally just to kind of go through the MOU and see if there's anything that we have ready to bring at the next meeting. So I know that needs to be scheduled first. So I think we'll probably get back to you on scheduling the next meeting. But it shouldn't be too far out, just a few weeks or so.
Yeah, that sounds great, Dan. The time that we are meeting today, like Tuesdays, that actually works pretty well for me and for us. You know, one of the things that would be helpful is if you're anticipating that, you know, we're all going to meet virtually, if that's something you could potentially let us know ahead of time, just for like childcare things like that, that could be helpful as well. But yeah, that sounds great, Dan. We'll just send us your available dates and this time period works well for us.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Well, are we going to, do you anticipate switching to Zoom? Is that I know that the university is phasing out of WebEx, and here this is in the Google. Do you guys anticipate us shifting to Zoom with our Zoom contract or staying here on this one?
I think Pam or Gabby would probably have to answer that because it's their system.
Oh, okay.
this is Pam again. Let me ask UFF, Ramey and Jonathan, do you prefer Zoom over Google Meets? Because we can shift, you know, whether or not it's Google Meets or Zoom, that's really makes no difference to us. What would y'all prefer?
I think our preference would be Zoom, just because that's what we use most frequently for teaching and other things.
Okay, done.
Okay, perfect. Also, I've been working on my cat filter. I was going to use that. I'm not sure if you guys saw it. Did you see that, Mike? It was the.
I did see it. Yeah. I'm afraid it's something that could happen to me one of these days, you know, because I admit I'm not tech savvy, and sometimes I get in a spot where it could be, I could have some kind of filter.
Yeah, there was that Zoom, it was a Zoom hearing in Texas, and the lawyer had a cat filter.
Yeah.
And he kept saying, I'm a local judge, I'm not a cat, I'm here, you know.
Yeah. What was funny about it is that the cat's eyes kept going back and forth like.
Yeah, it mirrored him. I admit the lawyer's client was not very pleased with that. But
that cat kind of looked like a shifty lawyer, you know?
Yeah. Did Mike, while we're here, is there anything that we hear that our team should be aware of out of Tallahassee, or anything that's on your radar that we should have that might be apropos to a bargain that we should have our eyes on?
You know, the governor's budget was pretty robust. His recommended budget is about 4% higher than last year. So even though, you know, revenues are way off by millions and millions of dollars. There wasn't a lot of deep cuts in his recommendations. But now the process, you know, starts with the legislature next week. They've been in committee all this month, and you know, some of the people in the legislature think that the proposed budget is a little confident, you know, like they might not be as confident to go forward with the budget as proposed, but we'll see.
Okay, do they anticipate potentially getting federal money from the new stimulus bill, like state and local money?
Yeah, there will be some money for state and local government if the current bill goes through. But then again, you know, some of the money from last year, the CARES money, had a number of attachments to it. So, like, for example, in the K-12 system, just going to make they gave them a bunch of money and said, you could spend this on technology, but you can't spend it on salaries. And you know, the school district said, "Well, we can't even spend the money we have on technology." You know, some school districts bought every student a laptop with that money. We'll see about all that. But there should be funds in that bill for state and local government. I was going to say something, but I've lost my thought about all this.
I do know that the past CARES Act money that we've gotten has been pretty restricted on what we could use on.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, that sounds great. That's everything for us.
All right. Thank you, Jonathan. Thank you, Randy. We appreciate your time today, and we'll move forward.
All right. Thank you all. Stay safe.
Thank you.